Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. There's some interesting news that just came out last month about the drugs Vytorin and Zetia. Now, you may not know what these drugs are, but they're new cholesterol medications, and there's an ingredient in one of them that is, there's really been a lot of doubt cast over whether this thing even works at all. This study did a study of 363 people, and they compared the use of that medication with niacin, which is not a medication, and they found out some startling news. Niacin reduced arterial plaque better than both of those drugs, by far. In fact, one of the study authors says, we question now whether this ingredient that's in Vytorin and Zetia, whether it works at all. Now, of course, the makers of those medications jumped right on that, and they said, oh, there's this flaw and that flaw with the study. But here's the bottom line. Niacin, which has been around in supplemental circles for 50 years, did a better job than these expensive medications, which were raking in about $21 billion a year. And you have to ask yourself, is it really worth the side effects of those cholesterol medications? Is it worth their side effects to take that? Are you willing to risk the side effect profile? And here's some of the side effects of it. Well, you may know this and you may not know this about cholesterol medications. They lower CoQ10 in your body. Now, CoQ10 is something that every cell in your body uses to make energy. The three places in your heart, in your body where you have the most CoQ10 are your heart, your gums, and your brain. Three places you don't want to lose your cell's ability to make energy to stay healthy. The reason I'm telling you guys about this during this episode of The Place for Answers is it's just another, I guess, nail in the coffin of the whole cholesterol myth in the first place. What you should know about cholesterol is that it is not evil. Cholesterol does what your body tells it to do. And perhaps we can talk about this in length some other time. But here's the short takeaway message. The liver makes LDL cholesterol, you know, the bad cholesterol. It makes LDL cholesterol in response to the body's inflammation. It is sent out to the body in an attempt to quench that inflammation. Just by artificially squashing your LDL cholesterol does not mean you solve the problem. It's like saying, you know, as I get older, my hair gets gray, so what I'll do is I'll dye my hair and I won't get any older. That's stupid, right? That's ridiculous. This is the same thing with cholesterol medications. I'm really not much of a conspiracy theorist, but I will tell you that it's not surprising to me that the guidelines that, you know, the medical community follows for cholesterol are hardly attainable by anybody. In fact, some people even said that you can't attain these with diet and exercise. You're going to have to take a medication. That's BS. I'm not real surprised that the standard, you know, the cutoff gets lower and lower and lower, and everybody's supposed to take this medication. And I think it's fantastic that this study just came out and said, you know what, we've got something that's natural, it's been around for, you know, since the beginning of time, but in a supplemental form, we've had it for 50 years, and it works better than your newfangled drugs that can cause all sorts of nasty side effects. So if you have high cholesterol, don't freak out. My suggestion is find someone who does functional medicine, functional endocrinology, somebody like myself, and find out why you have high cholesterol. Because cholesterol is just part of your body's normal physiology. You know, I don't know if you know this, but one of the things that we look for that is an ominous sign, a bad sign, is when someone's cholesterol drops. And you may think, well, don't I take my cholesterol medication to lower my cholesterol? Yes, you do. But a ominous, bad physiological sign of your health is if your cholesterol drops precipitously. Because cholesterol is used to make hormones. And you can kind of just run with it. That's a very nasty, slippery slope once you start monkeying around with cholesterol and hormone levels. That's why there's lots of people that suffer side effects from these things. So if you are concerned about cholesterol, find someone to help you figure out why it's high in the first place. And I'll tell you what the biggest reason is. Most people eat crap. I mean, that's it. Most people abuse their bodies on a daily basis by eating the wrong foods. And I'm saying wrong. I mean wrong. They're eating too much sugar, too many simple carbs. They're eating the wrong kinds of fats. They inflame themselves. The body sends out cholesterol in an attempt to quench the inflammation. And, you know, if you've got a lot of inflammation and cholesterol, sometimes you can get atherosclerosis and those arterial plaques. But, oh, the other thing is, I don't want you to rush out and go get niacin and try to treat yourself. I don't recommend you do that. You really should try to find someone, a professional, to guide you through this. And if you go to your medical doctor who means well and you say, hey, what about this study of niacin? Don't be surprised if they go, eh, because there's a real big disconnect between what's going on physiologically and what most medical doctors, unfortunately, are being taught by pharmaceutical reps and pharmaceutical companies, and it's pretty sad. But that is the information for this week, or this episode. Niacin works better than Vytorin and Zetia in lowering your cholesterol. So.